Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The guys that will not practice today are Roland Wallace with his back. He is making progress. And then Josh Simmons ended up having surgery on that wrist for a fracture and a dislocation. He'll go on to IR, and then we'll just see about the recovery on that, where it goes from there. And then Trey and Juwan won't practice today, but they're making progress going forward. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Texans. Good football team. D'Amico's done a great job down there with that crew. And so we know we've got to have a good week of practice, and the guys were in here today beginning that part. So anyways, with that, time's yours. Esapoa, by the way, will take that spot. Yeah, he'll be the one elevated.
Coach, just on Josh's front, he's been through so much kind of stuff this year. How disappointing is it for him? How's he kind of doing on the emotional side of this, about having to go down for a while?
Yeah, so listen, your kid loves to play football, and, that's that part. You know, he's depressed about that part. You know, that's probably the wrong word to say, but he's down about that part. But he's upbeat. I mean, the surgery went well, which was a real positive, and so he feels good about that. And then it's just a matter of coming back. He's did a great job with his knee coming back. He's a worker, so he's whatever he can do to rehab it, he's going to do. That's just how he rolls. So, but yeah.
So potential view here is hopefully have him available for the postseason. Is that what you're probably looking for?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. They've got to wait just a little bit on that, Herbie, and see how that goes with his recovery. But there's always that chance. Yeah.
And with Trey and Juwan, Jalen and Wande are probably the ones in line to step up. And Mike Elliott, too. How have you seen them evolve over the course of your practice with the play time?
Yeah, I mean, the one positive is two of the three of them played against them last year. So they're a good job. So they know what they're up against. That's a great defensive front. Great defense. I mean, all three levels are really good, and they're number one in a lot of categories there. So defensively, but those guys are—they're getting themselves ready to go. Yeah.
A couple of moving parts there now on the offensive line. Is Jalen Moore going to be the first man up over on left tackle, or are you visioning probably right tackle for him?
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with the injury guys first. But yeah, that would probably be—he'd probably be at the right tackle and Wanya at the left if that's the way it went. Yeah.
Coach, how important has Creed Humphrey been to these last couple of years?
Yeah. All pro helpful. He's a great player there, and a great person, stable. So you're going to get the same thing every day, and he's going to prep the same way every day. And he's dirty, tough, and strong. So smart.
Coach, Andy, when you look at just the four quarters that you guys have had, you guys have been in every game, even the ones you've lost. So do you do something different to work on the execution in those moments?
Yeah, you know, what we need to do is take care of some of the little things, the penalty things that take you out of drives so you're not scrambling, you know, as you go there. You gotta clean that up. And then some of that, I gotta give the guys the right plays to try to execute to their strengths. So coaching's part of it, playing is part of it, and we all have a piece of that pie. Yeah. But you surely, against good teams, you can't have this discrepancy or distance between the other team's penalties and your penalties. That shouldn't happen that way in a football game, right or wrong. You know, so I'm not saying they're all correct. I'm just saying when one team's got a bunch and the other team, that's not good for anybody.
The guys were able to get away for three or four good days. I guess as you approached these last five, what was the message to the team as you attack it?
So it buys the coaches time to go back and give them some answers to things, and which is a positive, and then let's go. So you're in the month of December. And you're still in it, so let's go. That's what's important.
And you mentioned it on Monday, but how do you get the pass rush going?
Yeah, well, I can't tell you exactly, but I mean, we're going to try and make it better. To start with, you've got to win some individual battles, but there are other things that Spags has that he uses there too. So.
As you mentioned, their defense gets after the quarterback pretty well. What specifically is it about Houston's defense that you've seen, especially over this past little bit, where they've gotten hot?
Yeah, so, it starts up front. They've got an active front. And I think their linebackers, likewise, are tuned in. They can run, tackle, very sound that way. Their back end, likewise, they've got talent on the back end. All three levels, they're solid. And I think they all work together, so they've done a nice job.
Andy, on Monday you mentioned positive attitude a lot, attacking this with a positive attitude. I'm sure there's times where you want to get the team going, kick them in the butt a little bit. Why is it important right now for you guys to maintain positivity through
which? I'm big on reality. What's real? Why are we where we are? What can we do to fix that? So that's what I look at and try to give the guys that so they have something to work on. Likewise, as a coach, that's how I look at it for myself, for the coaches. Where are the problems, and let's work on fixing those. And if you do that, it takes your energy to get it right, and that's what we're striving to do.
I guess what do you see with the reality of this team right now?
Yeah, that we're very close. So we just got to take care of business. Whatever I say here or whatever I say, it's what you do. I mean, that's where you're at. So you gotta do it and fix the issues there because we're very close.
Matt?
Coach, what are the chances we could still see Nazi Johnson from injured reserve come back before the end of the year?
Yeah, we'll have to see on that, Matt. There's always that chance, but we'll have to see where that goes.
You mentioned Poles is taking Simmons' spot. I guess would you guys like to get him back here, and how confident are you in his ability?
Yeah, we thought we saw some talent there, and he knows the scheme, obviously, and we thought there was some growth. He could be a guy that works in somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.